We are back on this Independence Day here with the Independence Day edition of the Gunsmith Show.
I feel independent, somewhat.
On 103.1 The Ticket.
I feel alone. I don't have Jake in the studio with me.
You're not alone.
I'm not alone. You're here. I
I don't
it.
Carry much weight, but you know what? I can throw a joke in.
You're my comic
A reference kick. To music or movies or something.
You're the guy on Star Trek that never makes it through the
I'm segment. A red shirt. I make it back every... I come as a new character each week.
There you go.
Though.
You just come as a new character. There you go. But in this segment is brought to you by Tri-County Roofing. Here on the Gunsmith Show, Tri-County's been with us for a long, long time. Over 10 years now.
Oh, they're great folks.
And very, very thankful. They do excellent work. And Tri-County Roofing of MidMichigan.com is their website. You can go to it, check it out. You can link to it on our website, thegss.com. Or you can just give him a call, 810-732-7740. I know he's at the campground today, so don't call him today.
So they can do anything. You know, I've got somebody who's talking to him about roofs.
Yeah.
He gave him a quote, and then they wanted to know about metal roofs.
Yeah.
And they can do metal roofs.
Oh, they can, yeah.
They just don't, for the most part. And there's a reason. They can explain it to you. I mean, there's a lot of things to think about with metal.
Right.
You know, the fasteners, that's, you know, they go through the metal into...
It's a penetration into your roof.
It's a
liability.
And when you're doing shingles, you know, you've got the tar. The tar seals around the...
Right.
You know, I mean, it's... So it's just, you got to keep into account all these things.
When properly installed, a shingled roof or one of the other roofs like that lasts decades.
Yeah.
You know, decades.
Yeah.
They know what they're talking about, and they'll try to guide you down the path to what's best for you in your situation. But they specialize in those low and flat pitch
they
roofs.
They do. For commercial applications, the flat roofs, that sort of stuff.
Schools, churches, all that kind of stuff.
Can do
commercial
any of it.
Buildings.
Yeah.
But they will take care of your residences as well. Again, Tri-County Roofing, highly recommended by the Gunsmith Show, 810-732-7740. Get a hold of Tim or Melinda, the whole crew. They'll take care of you.
Yeah.
So practice makes perfect. They've been practicing doing roofs for a long time, so they're pretty perfect.
I think so, beyond practicing right now.
All my roofs on my compound are all at Casa Grande or whatever we call it, from Tri-County. So now you don't have to be perfect to be confident, but practice does build your confidence. Now with your carry gun or your go-to home defense gun, I want you to be practical with your training. I want you to think about scenario training, and I want you to think about what you're doing to mimic a situation. Like, do you ever shoot around where you can't your upper body out in on an angle and shoot around an object, like shooting around the refrigerator or shooting around a door jamb? It's not just standing there with your legs apart, aiming at a piece of paper, shooting. You need to think about scenario training a little bit. 80% of it is mental. It is physically and mentally. When I'm driving on the road, I'm shooting everything. You know, I am looking at that target and that target. I'm acquiring targets. I'm kind of like Luke Skywalker watching for, you know, the Death Star.
I see more like Terminator.
Well, yeah, maybe zooming in, or
you get
the $6 million man, because I'm a $4 million man, but the $6 million man, the his eye, you know, looking. That's kind of how I do it, but but mentally, I picture my sights on my handgun or my rifle, whatever I'm mentally carrying at the time. I know it sounds weird, but
it's a little strange.
It gives me something to do while I'm driving and I'm alone, because I have a lot of windshield.
So what a lot of people will do when they're driving is they'll keep their eye on the road.
Well, I do.
Look for potential obstacles.
I do. I never hit anything. That's a wonderful thing. It's a blessing. But I drive and mentally practice.
If a terrorist were to jump out from that building right there.
Dead. Got him. He's dead to rights. He's mine.
Gotcha.
He's on my win column.
Uh-huh.
All right. So
practice makes perfect.
Yep.
That's the segment.
80%. Remember, 80%.
Scenario.
And some people say it's more.
Training.
Scenario training, not sicario training. Scenario.
No. Scenarios.
But you can do it like, you know, like, was it Josh Brolin? You know? Go in there, kill them all. And be done.
Yeah.
Simple as that. Now, that's kind of dark here on America's 250.
A little dark on, we're celebrating America 250.
How did we get here?
Well,
we had to kill all the British.
We had to kill the tyrants.
Yeah, we had to kill the tyrants. Exactly.
No, thank you, George.
Yeah.
King George.
Yeah.
Off with you.
Back across the pond. Take your tea with you.
Yes.
We'll grow our own.
We've had enough of you. Thank you very much. So, we'll take it from here.
So, understanding the form and function of your handgun or your rifle or your shotgun is paramount. You need to know how they work. You need to understand mentally, and that's what I do. I go through this mental breakdown of safety. Every gun you're carrying, because I switch off occasionally, meaning from one brand to a different brand. Usually, a lot of times, it's all the same brand, but I switch off to change up caliber, size, heat wave. Like in this heat this week,
oh yeah,
it's been a light gun week because I haven't wanted to carry a heavy gun.
No, why would you?
I don't want a belly band with a heavy, hot, black belly band wrapped around my belly carrying a gun under my shirt because
95 degree weather, why would you?
I hate to see a gun get that sweaty.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So you have your hand up. Danny.
Now, practice makes perfect. I would think, John, part of that would include, for example, range time.
Exactly. But mental preparedness.
Oh, mental preparedness first.
For the range.
Gotcha.
That way, when you go to the range, everything's mentally right there. Your thumb knows what it's going to do. Your hand, your left hand knows what your right hand's doing. You understand the fit and feel of the gun in your hand. You have to mentally prepare. And as a carpenter, it was always easy for me. My favorite tool was not a fork, as my wife thinks it is. Mm. It was the belt sander because I built countertops. So I used a belt sander. I wore belt sanders out there. I'd only get a year out of a good belt sander. Mm-hmm. A Porter Cable belt sander would last me a year because I'd wear them out. Belt sanding built my forearms up, and I could handle shooting. Was so easy for me. It always has been. Now that I'm not doing that trade anymore, I realize, kind of like the Toby Keith thing. I'm as good once as I ever was, but that second shot ain't hitting where it used to. So I have to get my body built back up. I got to spend some time in the gym. I got to work out with basically stress toys, meaning stress balls,
squeezies.
Get my hands and my forearms built back up after all the heart stuff in the past eight years.
Yep.
I've got to start building myself back up because I'm on a kick.
This is the segment of the show where you'd see montage.
John. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Squeezing the balls.
Yeah. Sweating. You know.
Headband on. Da, da, da. Some leg warmers.
Yeah, there you go.
Spandex.
Yeah. Dancing around like John Travolta. Not.
Nope,
but anyways.
Nope, nope.
So these are important things, though. This mental preparedness in scenario two. I do the same thing when I'm deer hunting. I'm sitting in the blind.
Oh, yeah.
I'm picturing how I got to pick up my gun to shoot a deer that way or this way or this way. So literally this year I'm modifying my blind. I'm putting an office chair in the middle of it, a swivel chair.
Yep.
Make sure it's well oiled so it doesn't squeak.
Don't want any squeakage.
I'm probably going to screw it down.
Yeah.
So that it's fastened to the floor of the blind.
Sure.
You know, because it's an elevated blind.
Uh-huh.
And I'm removing some of the backstop around me so that I can 360 degree shoot.
Yep.
Because we've got a change in the gun laws and deer hunting laws for next year, so I want to be ready for it, and I don't want to miss an opportunity to shoot that one buck I might get. So I got to prepare for that. Mentally, I'm preparing for deer
preparedness.
Season. I'm clearing out some of the freezer by eating a lot of venison now so that my freezer has room in it.
Preparedness.
Exactly. So mentally prepared, physically prepared. Now, I want you to think about something else. When you're loading and unloading your handgun, do personal drills. Safety first, of course. Make sure that it's empty. But practice changing magazines. Understand your sights. Know what your sights look like. And one of the checking your chamber to know if there's a shell in the chamber. You might have a loaded chamber indicator on your gun. Some guns do. Know your grip strength. How hard you got to hold that gun when it fires. And don't over squeeze it because you can pull yourself off and miss too. You gotta have that perfect combination. You know, I always say I'm right handed, so I push with my right and pull with my left. And you put those two together and you're rock solid. My elbows don't go straight anymore like they used to, so my elbows are always bent a little bit, so I gotta be a little stronger with my grip. Eye focus. Lights and laters should come later. After you know how your gun runs is when you worry about lights and lasers. Don't be in a hurry to go trick your handgun out. You just bought the brand new handgun. You don't have to put those expensive lights and lasers on them because those devices can seriously distract you from your focus, which is hitting your target. you might be more concerned about why isn't this light working when you should be focused on putting bullets down range. So be very careful. I'm not for all these gadgets on guns. I'm really not. I'm a little more about hitting your target over and over again. That's what's most important. And you can't rely on those devices because they got batteries, the lasers, the buttons. They're all really cool, but they don't always work. It's you and the trigger, okay? That's what the Gunsmith Show says. It's you and the trigger. In a split second of defending your life, are you going to lose confidence trying to figure out why that button isn't working? And I just had this happen. One of my go-to home guns, the battery keeps dying in the laser. And it bothers me. And I only have it so when I'm in a real low light situation, I have that laser on that gun as a last second thing. Turn the laser on, hit your target. And I got it zeroed right in. Well, the laser died on me this week again. It takes an expensive little battery. It's tedious to put in. I bought a new late light laser. It's a 600 lumen light with a red dot in the middle of it. And it comes with a 1-2-3 battery, which is, I got them stacked up. So they're good batteries. And this one, I've never seen this before, Dan. It's a 1-2-3 battery with a rechargeable slot in it where it plugs into your wall charger. And it's got the plug, a C plug adapter that goes right into it. And it charges it. I'm like, that's wonderful. I was just shocked. So I'm very impressed. And I'll talk more about that later. But anyways, so you got to get that sweet spot. You want to try to find that sweet spot every time. Know that how your sights work, how your safety works. If you got a shell in the chamber or not, you got to immediately assess these things. And so in your preparedness to go to sleep, you want to know where the gun's at and have that all ready to go. When you're in the car, know where it's at, know it's ready to go. So in hitting what you aim at, that's back to practice makes perfect. That's what this segment's about. Remember, you can always email me, shooter@thegss.com. That's a good way to get a hold of me. And I answer a lot of questions on there every week, and so does Jake. And then like our Facebook page, The Gunsmith Show. What do you think, Dan? Is that enough show for you this segment?
I think we've packed quite a bit into this segment. Why don't we take a quick pause?
Okay.
We'll regroup. We'll come back.
I'll recaffeinate.
We'll have at it, and we'll do another segment.
Although I'm very caffeinated at this point.
I would say you're appropriately caffeinated.
Very good, sir. Right. Thanks for the vote of confidence.
We'll be back after this. The Gunsmith Show right here on 103.1 The Ticket. Back after this.